Saturday, November 24th, Oscar De La Hoya's Golden Boy Promotions presents Chuck, the Iceman Liddell, as he returns to the cage to take on the Huntington Beach bad boy Tito Ortiz in the third and final chapter of their historic rivalry at the Fabulous Forum, plus a fully stacked undercard of competitive MMA talent. Do not miss another chapter of this historic rivalry. Saturday, November 24th at the Forum. Tickets start at $30 and they're available at Ticketmaster.com. or by calling 800-745-3000. 800-745-3000. UCF, by the way, has won 23 straight. 23 straight. 10-0, 7-0 in conference. They are up to number 8 in the AP poll. UCF is at USF Friday, 4:15 p.m. Eastern. We are joined by wide receiver Trey Nixon. Trey, it's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good, much better. Doing great. All right, so Saturday night, you had number 24 Cincinnati coming to the Bounce House for a nationally televised game, a chance to make a real statement. So what was the mindset and the attitude in the locker room before that game?
You know, the mindset was just treating it as another game. You know, for us, we just go in there, you know, go into our game plan. We know the coaches put front throughout the week what we did in practice, so it was just another game for us to go in there and just to execute.
Well, then Cincinnati comes in and they get up early on, and it might have been easy for you guys to kind of panic, but from the outside, it looked like there was no panic whatsoever. Did you ever sense that anybody was at all worried?
No, not at all. I mean, our coaches do a good job preaching to us, you know, just taking one play at a time. You know, we'll play every play like it's own, and, you know, always think the score is 0-0. So, I mean, for us, unfortunately, we did have that fumble at the beginning of the game on the first drive, but, you know, for us, we just want to know when we came back out on offense, you know, just to execute, treat it as it's still 0-0.
UCF wide receiver Trey Nixon, my guest. So in the second quarter, the offense had a 3rd and 10 from the 36. What did you see on that play, and then what did you make of the pass that Mackenzie Milton threw to you for a TD?
You know, I mean, just on the coverage, I saw those press covers. I saw the safety was kind of rolled over to the opposite half. So, you know, I'm always thinking, you know, I got to get open on this play, you know, because, I mean, I'm going to be the first read. So, I mean, just running my route, you know, get open, get off the release, and, you know, just Mackenzie threw a perfect pass, and, you know, just we executed the play.
You know, head coach Josh Heupel and I have talked about the atmosphere in the Bounce House, and you had the second largest crowd in school history Saturday night. So how much did that fire you all up, and how good did it feel to come away with a 38-13 win? I mean, an emphatic win over the 24th team ranked team in the country.
You know, I mean, it felt great. I mean, coming from an SEC program, you know, I played against Alabama. I've been played against the rivalry Alabama versus Ole Miss when I was at Ole Miss, you know, and the atmosphere that we played in versus Cincinnati. You know, I've never seen anything like it. I mean, it was just, like, electric. I mean, that first drive that Cincinnati had, I could barely even talk to the person next to me. So, I mean, it was just really good just to play in front of a home crowd like that, really good home field advantage. And, you know, it was just a blessing to come out and get that W.
Yeah, Trey, you mentioned your SEC background. You started your college career at Ole Miss, but then you made the decision to go to UCF. What was that decision like for you, and what was it about UCF that made it feel like that was the right place for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when I made the decision to end up transferring, it was a hard decision. Talked to my family a lot about it. But one of the big things I wanted to do coming from Ole Miss was, you know, just go somewhere that's home to me. And I feel like Central Florida, coming from Vieira, Florida, it's about 30 minutes from Orlando. So I felt like just like the first thing for me was to find a place that was home. And, you know, just being that close to my family, being that close to home was really good. And UCF coming off a, you know, undefeated season, Peach Bowl champs. Kind of felt like it was a no-brainer to come to a Coach Hype's offense, you know, and compete with the best of them.
Well, of course, Ole Miss is a traditional power, so you know what it takes to succeed at a high level. When you first arrived at UCF and you looked around and you saw all that talent on offense, what kind of thoughts did you have?
You know, just know that these boys love to compete. I mean, that's something I realized from day one. You know, like you said, coming from Ole Miss and the SEC, you know, I have all the talk, you know, SEC is the powerhouse. But, I mean, UCF, just being around these boys for as long as I have, I mean, we can compete with the best of them. I mean, everybody on this team has that drive, you know, that will to play. I mean, no matter who we're playing, we could play one of the worst teams in NCAA or one of the best. I mean, we're always going to play to our competition. So I feel like that's one thing that this team at UCF does a really good job about.
Trey Nixon joining us. Obviously, your quarterback had something to do with the decision. You haven't been there very long, but it sure seems like you and Mackenzie Milton have been able to get on the same page in a hurry. How would you describe the chemistry you have with him, and what makes him so unique or special as a QB?
You know, Mackenzie's really unique because he can really extend plays. I mean, he's a quarterback that has that dog in him. You know, he's always going to get the job done. He's a great leader. And, I mean, that's one thing that I realized when I first got on campus was just, like, how much of a leader he is. I mean, he's always pushing you, whether that's off season, you know, in practice, during the game. He's going to constantly keep pushing you. And that's one thing that really, like, sticks out to me. And, you know, like I said before, we're just extending plays. I mean, a play might be dead, but he can roll out and just keep the play alive. So, that's one thing that really does make him special.
Trey Nixon, my guest. You know, Trey, I mentioned you guys won 23 straight, 23 in a row. Yet it seems like a lot of folks still are not sold. It seems like some folks still look down on what you guys are doing or think maybe it's not that impressive. What's your reaction when you hear that? I mean, does it make you angry? Does it motivate you? What do you think?
I feel like if anything does, it does motivate us. I mean, you know, our motto is just take it 1 week at a time, go 1-0 each week. So, I mean, we don't pay too much attention to that. We just look at the next opponent in our schedule. But, I mean, if anything does, it does just motivate us, you know, just get the next win, you know, just keep going and keep the streak alive.
Hey, listen, you've got a very level head about that. Is there any part of you, though, that feels like, hey, come on, we are undefeated this year. We beat another top 25 team. Exactly what do we have to do to get respect?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's always like in the thought in the back of your head. But I mean, all that we can do is control what we can't control. You know what I mean? I mean, all we can do is just keep winning. You know, just keep trying to prove to the committee and everybody that we do deserve a spot in the playoffs, because I feel like we definitely do. I mean, all we can do is control what we can, and you know, just keep winning.
Trey Nixon, my guest. So, what's it been like playing for Josh Heupel?
I mean, it's been great. I mean, Coach Heupel is a great leader. I mean, his offense speaks for itself. It's a really explosive, fast-paced, down-the-field offense. And you know, like I said, I came from Ole Miss, and they had a really fast offense, but the offense that Coach Heupel has and how fast he has it going, I mean, it's really, really, really special.
You know, Trey, something that keeps coming up when the coaches talk about you is your work ethic and the fact that you take the same exact approach every single day, every single practice, no matter what. And to me, that's really impressive, especially for somebody your age to figure that out. How would you describe that approach to practice, and where did the work ethic come from?
You know, just the work ethic come from, you know, just growing up around my dad and my brother. I mean, two people, my dad installed in me at an early age that if you want to go get something, you got to work for it. I mean, nothing's going to come easy to anybody who waits for it. So, and I feel like a lot of times as I got older, you know, transitioning from Ole Miss and all that, you know, you learn a lot the more you grow up. And one thing I did pick up on was, like, those who work and those who treat practices like a game, I mean, a lot of good things will come to them on the game time. So I feel like if I could get my body ready, you know, in the right shape, in the right mindset of everything before game day, by the time Saturday comes around, I've already been through it throughout the week.
He's a wide receiver for UCF. They're 10-0. They're 7-0 in conference. They're number 8 in the AP poll. They have ripped off 23 straight wins. And you have UCF at USF. That's coming up on Friday. Trey Nixon, my guest. Trey, great to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Really like talking to you, Trey. Thank you. I want to make that so clear. They've won 23 in a row. They just smashed another top 25 team. What does UCF have to do to get any respect? Because they're not getting the respect they deserve.